Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
That's right. It's the Daddy Key remix of Elaine's You Are the One. We also checked out Busta Rhymes and Sean Paul with Make It Clap. Outkast with Roses also on your radio. Thank you once again for choosing us. But right now, it's time for us gents to talk.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Yes, it is, man. So time for y'all to, you know, leave us out of... We got nothing. We have nothing to give you right now.
As a blue. Hey, goodness, the empathy king, Covey, mental health activist for men. Talk to us, Buta, and please be very loud.
Good morning, more specifically to the Fresh FM, Fresh Breakfast family this morning. More importantly, I missed you guys last week, man. But good morning to my two favorite people, man. My gunstling of men's over radio, Antikwana Shekwani, Eneska. Yeah, good morning, guys. Again, thank you for the opportunity to be here. It is Wednesday. Wednesday means it's time for my gents, where we huddle up and get together and just talk. As NSK always says, that means K-Goodness is on your radio.
That's right.
This morning, I want to talk about, you know, we're in December, and the bonuses are being paid, salaries are being paid earlier. And remember, the salary that you're being paid now needs to carry you through to the end of January. And the one thing that's quite prevalent amongst us men is we want to impress. We're born to impress. If you go back to the animal kingdom, the gorilla will, you know, the gorilla that can beat his chest the hardest gets the girl. You know, you go to peacocks, the one with the most beautiful tail gets the girl. So we are naturally created to want to impress, to attract women. Unfortunately, we live in a world today where that impression of women has gone to material levels, has gone to financial levels. And as men, now we're not even about impressing women. We're impressing other men. And you know, this impressing has also become some kind of competition. You want to be in a certain league, so you're doing certain things. And this leads to us being in places that we're not supposed to be, in situations that we're not supposed to be, because we refuse to live based on our own standards. If you are not the holiday-going type, if you are not the office-going type, and you are fine with going to the farm and spending very little while you're on the farm, that's who you are. Don't get drawn into the peer pressure of thinking now you have to go spend your holidays in the swakops and you've got to pay for accommodation and it's night after night of chilling and impressing the women and spending all this money. And at the end of the day, come January, you sit here by yourself with these issues. You end up, you know, taking loans and being in debt and so on. So where I'm going with this is, my mother once said this to me, and I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I will never forget it. She said, while you are trying to impress people out there, you're busy disappointing the most important people in your life. And above all else, you're busy letting yourself down. You know? So there's nothing wrong with letting these situations go. If you have to impress a woman, if you have to buy a woman, brother, then I don't think she's the right one for you. Anybody that you're going to take time to spend financially on is ultimately not the right person. As a group of friends, we're supposed to help each other, carry each other, make the right decisions. So evaluate your circle of people that surround yourself. If it's all about impressing and spending, and nobody's going to pull you aside and say, brother, this, you're making the wrong decision. Brother, it's time to go home. Brother, it's time to invest. Brother, put this money aside. January is going to be difficult. You've got a kid. So I'm going to go ahead and say, if you are out there impressing people and spending money and putting yourself in difficult situations, you are surrounded by the wrong people. Check, we spoke of a few weeks ago, we spoke about auditing your friends. A month ago, 2 months ago, we spoke about auditing your circle of friends.
Yeah.
If your people are not progressive in helping you make the right decisions, you're not in the right group of friends. And the other thing is that you are out here trying to impress people, trying to attract this woman by spending all this money. And at the end of the day, those people have backgrounds. You don't know what kind of backgrounds those people have. You don't know what kind of salaries they make. You don't know what kind of investments they're making. And you're here killing yourself and putting yourself in a difficult situation because you're trying to impress people. The truth is, if you're going to live to impress people, If your life is going to be tailor-made to impress other people, trust me, you're going to end up unsatisfied because you're living a person or you're living a lifestyle. You're portraying a character that isn't you, and you're going to let people down. You're going to be unsatisfied with that life in the end. Yes, for momentary happiness, you will have that girl, and eventually she will realize that, you know, you're not what you portray yourself to be. But if you live your life as who you are, you will impress people. Maybe not the big money crowds, maybe not the people that you want to be associated with, but somewhere you will impress people. So let us stop living our lives to the level of wanting to impress and be ourselves, live within our means. A lot of us are struggling mentally, emotionally, financially, you know, because we are living a life beyond our means, beyond our standards. We are living a life beyond what we can carry. No, we are living a life that is not according to God's plan, that is not according to what we've been called to live. Yeah. And that's why we are where we are. That's why we're facing all these issues. So at the end of the day, live to impress yourself, live in fullness of your own character, and you will impress the world. If you go after impressing the world, you will burn because it's not who you are.
Mm.
Be true to yourself. In any way, financially, whatever, be true to yourself and your situation and make smart financial decisions so that we don't end up in deeper problems. Come Jan, let's enjoy. I'm not saying do not enjoy. Enjoy within the means of your pocket. If it means staying in Windhoek and having a house party, then by all means, then that's it. Or if it's staying in Windhoek and having a small bribe between you and your people, then that's it. Swakop is not for everyone. And as a matter of fact, Swakop is cheaper in the beginning of the year because all the rates have dropped. So, you know, going to lodges, these is not for everyone. It's fine. Let those people do what they're doing. We don't know what they've been through, what they've done. We don't know who's paying and all that.
Yeah.
Let people be who they are, and you should be who you are. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, K Goodness. We appreciate it. We are a little delayed with the news, but we'll get to it right now.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
Future Media News.